This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burmant with the news for Thursday, December 5th, 2019. Temperatures dived last week with a severe impact on the local homeless population. The American Legion shelter is now open overnight, while the winter welcoming shelter on Sims Way has begun its second year of operation. Sponsored by the Jefferson Interfaith Action Coalition, its goal is to provide shelter and supportive space over the winter months. In addition to protection from the weather, the center serves as a coat exchange where people can either pick up or drop off a winter coat. Those wishing to contribute should drop off their old coats at the center, which is located directly across the street from QFC in the mini mall anchored by Bonita's Pet Supplies. In related news, OLECAP is preparing for its annual homeless census and is training people to help tally up the total number. The count is scheduled to take place January 23rd. If you'd like to chip in, call OLECAP at 360-385-2571, extension 6349. Another facility designed to help the local homeless population, Dove House's Recovery Cafe, was initially projected to open this summer, but hasn't been able to secure required permits from the city of Port Townsend. A Dove House spokesperson said the projected opening date is pushed back to next year. In a world where material presence can be too much junk, the Jefferson County Department of Public Health has come up with a unique idea: giving the gift of reproductive justice in someone's name. As Washington State no longer accepts Title X family planning money, it's become harder to subsidize these services. A $10 contribution covers the cost of a morning after pill, while $50 pays for a year's worth of birth control pills, and $350 provides an IUD that can last up to 10 years. For more information, go to the Jefferson County Public Health Department website. Jefferson County has assembled a $55 million biannual budget that was discussed at a public meeting this week and is tentatively scheduled for adoption at the next county commissioners meeting Monday at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. According to the county's Facebook page, budget items include investing in public safety, reclassifying sheriff's personnel, jail funding, and mental health crisis training for deputies. Funding for the Community Health Improvement Program will also continue. County Administrator Philip Morley said that while 2019 revenues are robust, there are some potential threats to that stability. This includes the trade war with China, a recession in Europe, and interest rate reductions. Morley described the proposed budget as fiscally responsible, and it will help blunt the impact of any slowdown or recession. So Port Townsend is subject to the financial whims of the rest of the world. The Port Townsend Education Foundation awarded nearly $47,000 in grants this school year. The 25 unique grants awarded are expected to impact students 3,000 times. The school district has shown its appreciation as schools nationwide are facing funding decreases and are grateful for the extra help. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. on Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.